Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Psachim, Daf Zayin. We begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, halfway down the page, the beginning of the Gemara's Hakol Ne'emanim, and we begin with the topic of who is believed for checking chometz. The Gemara brings a brisa, Hakol Ne'emanim al bi'a chometz, afilu noshim, afilu avodim. Everyone is believed to say that a place has been checked, even women and slaves. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that women are not included, as they are not able to check themselves since they are sluggish and do not check thoroughly. And this is a statement that follows the Girsa of Tosus in Bavli Eruvin in Nun Tesemad Aleph, as brought by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Kusim kol zman she'osim matzasam im Yisrael ne'emanim heim al bi'a chometz. Kusim, who were Nochrim that were settled by Sennacherib in place of the exiled ten Shvatim, there were lions eating them, so they converted, but they didn't keep many of the mitzvahs. If they make matzahs with the Jews, they are even believed about destroying chometz. If not, they are not believed. Am Rabbi Yosa had the detema bebatim, Rabbi Bechatzeiris chashudin hen, de'inen dorshin lo yimsa bevateichem lo bechatzeiris. Rabbi Yosa says they are only believed about a house, but not about a courtyard. The prohibition of owning chometz in one's home is explicit in the pasuk, which is not the case of owning chometz in one's courtyard, because they expounded the pasuk, it should not be found in your houses, meaning but in your courtyards it may be found. Tani, we learnt in a brisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvah she'akusim noigim ba, hem medakdim ba yoter me'Yisrael. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, any mitzvah that the kusim keep, they're even more particular about it than the Jews are. Am Rabbi Shimon, hadadatema b'reshoina she'ayim ushukoim b'koifuneihem, aber achshav she'ein lahem lo mitzvah v'lo she'ayim mitzvah, chashudin hen m'kulkolin hen. Rav Shimon says this is only true when they lived in isolation in their villages, but now they live together with other nations, they have no mitzvahs at all and are completely untrustworthy. And the last part of this shiur is about teaching the laws of the festivals. The Gemara says a brisa, Sho'alim behilchus Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres Ba'atzeres, Hilchus Chag B'chag. Be'beis Vad, Sho'alim koidim l'shoshim yoim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oime shtei Shabbosos. So the Brisa teaches us, the opinion of the Rabbanon is, one, teaches the laws of Pesach on Pesach, the laws of Shavuos on Shavuos, and the laws of Sukkos on Sukkos, but in the Beis HaMedrash, they ask about the laws 30 days before the Chag. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, it should be 2 weeks before. Continues the Gemara, Asya de Rav Yochanan ke Rabbanin, or de Chevraya ke Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Yochanan follows the Rabbanon, and Chevraya, his colleagues, follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Am Rav Yochanan, Tamen drabonon sheken Moshe oimed bePesach rishoin vaoimel lahen hilchos Pesach hasheni. Or the Chevraya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel sheken Moshe oimed b'Rosh Chodesh vaoimel lahen hilchos haPesach. Rav Yochanan explained that the Rabbanon's reason was that Moshe taught about Pesach sheni on Pesach rishon, which was 30 days before. And the Chevraya explained that Rav Shimon Gamliel's reasoning was that Moshe taught the laws of Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was 2 weeks before. So just to summarize, the Brisa taught that everyone is believed to say that a place was checked for chometz, even women and slaves. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Zeira that women should not appear in this Brisa because women are lazy, and therefore since they cannot check themselves, they are not believed to say that someone else checked. Then we talked about Kusim. Kusim, as long as they make matzah with the Jews, they're believed on bi'a chometz. If they don't make matzah with the Jews, they're not believed. Rabbi Yosef said that it's only true that they're believed when talking about houses, but in courtyards they're not believed because they learn from the pasuk where there's no need to check and be clean of chometz in one's courtyards. We learned to brisa that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah that kusim do, they keep even more carefully than the Jews. Rav Shimon said that was only originally when they lived in isolation in their villages, now they live together with other nations, they have no mitzvahs and they're completely untrustworthy. And the last part of the shiur was about teaching the laws of the festivals. The Rabbanon said, we teach the laws of Pesach on Pesach, the laws of Shavuos on Shavuos, and the laws of Sukkos on Sukkos, but in the Beis Medrash they ask 30 days before the Chag about that particular Chag. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said it was 2 weeks before. Rabbi Yochanan follows the Rabbanon, and his colleagues follow Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan explained that the Rabbanon's reasoning was that Moshe talked about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon, which was 30 days before. And the Chevraya explained Rav Shimon Gamliel's reasoning was that Moshe taught the laws of Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was 2 weeks before.